Blog Talk Radio.
Thank Jah. Thank Jah. Rastafari. Thank Jah. Rastafari.
Jah. Rastafari. Jah.
Rastafari. Samayin bekoakibit shalame. Kohulum yilik sahayin asaye. Meskel abra. Samayin bekoakibit shalame. On the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars.
My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
His foundation is in the wall of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
My God, it's full of stars.
My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. In them there's a tabernacle set for the sun, which has a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. The law of the Most High is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, thy strength and thy redeemer. Dila, Selassie. Aya Ingi. Imperial Majesty, Emperor Celestia, Empress Menenai. I.
Shabbat shalom.
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 Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.
So I and I, children, sing and praise thy power, even the first power of the Holy Trinity, the Maui, Haile Selassie. My name ready.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth outret. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kabod, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arech, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the arech, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgment, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Ixiabi hath the sustainer, a new song. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song. With trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars. Yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba-shalom.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay.
Days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
Cut off, and the oil price take off. Dollars tingles off, and the youth them no laugh. And old them drop off, and cash plus lock up. And the biggest mark 11 day a wharf. The little island full of bass, when I pay the staff. And world war kick off, and more life a loss. We make more price a cost, we make more rifle blast. From to the 40 acre and jackass. And them put them on repeat. Those it out will have to get up and go look it on the street. Man a conquering lion, when I come here so they get defeat. Give them a break. Holiday. One day we'll surely make it up. Have faith, I and I, redeemers have come. I tell you, I know and I believe it, yeah. One day we'll surely make it up. Have faith, I and I, redeemers have come.
Shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So 6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth, when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, yes, it is the only day. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Hello.
Here. Basic Hebrew. Here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1-22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yaka Lama Nasa, A Pa Saka Ra Shata. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1-22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yaka Lama Nasa, A Pa Saka Ra Shata. Ta, ta, ta. Aleph, Ba, Beit, Ga, Gimel, Da, Dalet, Ha, He, Wa, Wow, Za, Zain, Ha, Chet, Ta, Tet, Ya, Yod, Ka, Kaf, La, Lamed, Ma, Bain, Na, Nun, Sa, Samech, A, Ain, Pa, Pe, Sa, Sadai, Ka, Kof, Ra, Resh, Sha, Shin, Ta, Tau, Ta, Tau, Tau, Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yakalamana, Saapasa, Karasha, Ta, 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 Ta.
לכו נרננה לאדוני, נריע לצור ישענו. נקדם אפניו בתודה, בזמירות נריע לו. כי אל גדול אדוני, ומלך גדול על כל אלוהים. אשר בידו מחקרי ארץ, ותועפות הרים לו. אשר לו הים והוא עשהו, ויבשת ידיו יצר. בואו נשתחווה ונכרעה, נברכה לפני אדוני עושינו. כי הוא אלוהינו, ואנחנו עם מרעיתו וצאן ידו. היום, אם בקולו תשמעו, אל תקשו לבבכם כמריבה, כיום מסע במדבר, אשר ניסוני אבותיכם, בחנוני גם ראו פועלי. 40 שנה אקוט בדור ואומר, עם טועה לבב הם, והם לא ידעו דרכי, אשר נשבעתי באפי, אם יבואון אל מנוחתי, מנוחתי. מזמור צד ובב, שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, שירו לאדוני כל הארץ, שירו לאדוני ברכו שמו, בשרו מיום ליום ישועתו, ספרו בגויים כבודו, בכל העמים נפלאותיו. כי גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד, נורא הוא על כל אלוהים. כי כל אלוהי העמים אלילים, ואדוני שמיים עשה, הוד והדר לפניו, עוז ותפארת במקדשו. הבו לאדוני משפחות עמים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, שאו מנחה ובואו לחצרותיו. השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש, חילו מפניו כל הארץ. אמרו בגויים אדוני מלאך, אף תיקון תבל פלטימות. ידין עמים ומשרים. ישמחו השמיים ותגל הארץ, ירעם הים ומלואו, יעלו שדי וכל אשר בו, אז ירננו כל עצי יער. לפני אדוני כיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק ועמים באמונתו. מזמור צד זין. אדוני מלך תגל הארץ, ישמחו איים רבים, ענן וערפל סביביו, צדק ומשפט מכון כיסאו. אש לפניו תלך ותלהט סביב צריו, האירו ורקב תבל, רעתה ותח אל הארץ. הרים כדונג נמסו מלפני אדוני, מלפני אדון כל הארץ. הגידו השמיים צדקו, וראו כל העמים כבודו. יבושו כל עובדי פסל המתהללים באלילים, השתחוו לו כל אלוהים. שמעה ותשמח ציון, ותגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך, אדוני. כי אתה, אדוני, עליון על כל הארץ, מאוד נעלית על כל אלוהים. אוהבי אדוני שנאורה, שומר נפשות חסידיו, מיד רשעים יצילם. אור זרוע לצדיק ולישרי לב שמחה, שמחו צדיקים באדוני והודו לזכר קודשו. מזמור צד חטא מזמור. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, כי נפלאות עשה, הושיע לו ימינו וזרוע קודשו. הודיע אדוני ישועתו, לעיני הגויים גילה צדקתו. זכר חסדו ואמונתו לבית ישראל, ראו כל אפסי ארץ את ישועת אלוהינו. הריעו לאדוני כל הארץ, פיצחו ורננו וזמרו. זמרו לאדוני בכינור, בכינור וכל זמרה. בחצוצרות וכל שופר, הריעו לפני המלך אדוני. ירעם הים ומלואו, תבל ויוש ובה. נהרות ימחה וחף, יחד הרים ירננו. לפני אדוני קיבה לשפוט הארץ, לשפוט תבל בצדק ועמים במשרים. מזמור צד ט. אדוני מלך ירגזו עמים, יושב כרובים תנות הארץ. אדוני בציון גדול, ורם הוא על כל העמים. יודו שמך גדול ונורא, קדוש הוא. ועוז מלך משפט אהב, אתה כוננת משרים. משפט וצדקה ביעקב, אתה עשית. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו לאדום רגליו, קדוש הוא. משה ואהרון וכהניו, ושמואל בקוראי שמו. קוראים אל אדוני והוא יענם, בעמוד ענן ידבר עליהם. שמרו עדותיו וחוק נתן להם. אדוני אלוהינו אתה עניתם, אל נושא היית להם, ונוקם על עלילותם. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו להר קודשו, כי קדוש אדוני אלוהינו. מזמור כ"ט מזמור לדוד. הבו לאדוני בני אלים, הבו לאדוני כבוד בעול. הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים אל הכבוד הראי, אדוני על מים רבים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, Kol Adonai shover arazim, vayishaper Adonai et arze al Lebanon, vayarkidem kemo egel, Lebanon vesirion kemo ven reemim. Kol Adonai chotzev lahavot esh, Kol Adonai yahil midbar, yahil Adonai midbar kadesh. Kol Adonai yeholel ayyalot, vayyehesof yarot uvhechalo, kullo omer kavod. Adonai lamabhul yashav, vayyeshev Adonai melech leolam. Adonai oz le'ammo yitten, Adonai yebarech et ammo vashalom, 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 vashalom.
My name ready. Psalm 95. Oh come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my way. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice. And let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Life is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubim, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. The Lord our God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with the people, with the people, with the people, with the people.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on and 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 elaborate. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow, I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian,
I say give unto Rastafari, O mighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
But although now we are mature, we were like little suckling from the breast. 6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. But although now we are mature, we were like little suckling from the breast. So 6 days shall thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. But although now we are mature, we were like little suckling from the breast.
Here, here, here for the Kabbalat, the Kabbalah, Kabbalah, to receive, the welcoming, receiving. Ha Shabbat, here for the Kabbalat Shabbat. The six psalms, we have the six psalms, Psalms 95 to 99 plus Psalm 29, followed by a short mystical poem known as the Ana Bekoah, Ana Bekoah. But here, here, just on the last part of that psalm, Psalm 29, the last of the six psalms, Mizmor LeDawid, it has special significance. In the ancient teaching, it connects, it makes a connection between the psalm and the Amidah, the traditional Hebraic, the standing prayer. all rise, a standing prayer. Now, the reason is that the weekday Amidah, standing prayer, was first organized around 18 berkot, 18 blessings, 18 word sound, power invocations for prosperity and increase. And the Sabbath, the Shabbat Amidah, the sabbatical standing prayer, is organized around 7 berkot, 7 berekatoch, 7 blessings, 7 word sound, power invocations for prosperity and increase. And this was to relate it to the Psalms where Exiavia, the sustainer, where Hashem, where Jah's name is mentioned 18 times. While there's the phrase that's found in the psalm, the call Yahweh, the voice of Jehovah, this is used 7 times. Barakot 28b and 29a. Now the ancient teaching also suggests that this psalm, Psalm 29, the sixth of the six psalms, like the 6 days of the Shavuot, it contains an allusion to the order and theme of the first three barakot, the first three blessings. Word, sound, power, invocations for prosperity and increase that is found in the standing prayer, that's found in the Amidah, according to Megillah 17 and B, the scroll 17B. Now, this psalm, its symbolic association with the weekday, right, with the, we could say, the 6 days, and with the Shabbat Amidah, the sabbatical standing prayer, it may explain why it was chosen to mark the transition from the weekdays, or the 1 to 6, and here to the Shabbat, to the 7th day, and why it became customary to stand, or rise to stand, while saying it. Now here, riding up right here, we have a short prayer. It's a short prayer of the mystics. It's known as the Ana Bikoach. Now this was appended to Psalm 29, some say by the Kabbalists. Now the prayer is ascribed, some say, to a 2nd century Talmudic sage, one named Nehunya ben HaKana. It mentions, here's the connection with Psalm 29, because Psalm 29, we have like the seven voices. You know, if you read and study the psalm, you see the seven voices. And this is linking to even the sabbatical, 7 berkot, 7 blessings, 7 invocations of prosperity and increase. So here this Ana Bikoach, the mystic, the prayer of the mystics, it mentions 7 designations. 7 designations for the names of God, the names of Ha'ilahim, Elohim, Hashem, namely Nora, awesome one, dreaded one. So sometimes in translation, KJV will be like, he is terrible. You look at the Hebrew, Nora, he is awesome, Nora. So we have Nora, or even he is dread, he's the dreadful one, he is dreaded, Nora. So we have Nora, one of the names, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one. Gibor, we have Gibor in the Hebrew, he who be, we be is Gibor, he is the mighty one, Gibor. He's also the Chasin, almighty. Kadosh, set apart one, Isla one, as I and I would say, the holy one. Yahid, one and only. When it seems like the only begotten son, the only begotten, and how Yitzhak was said to be that only one, that Yahid, one and only. He is also Gaeh, exalted one, Gaeh. Exalted one. And the 7th of the 7 designations for the names of Hashem, for the names of He who be, who He be, we have the 7th, Yodea Ta'alumot. Yodea, one who knows, Yodea Ta'alumot. Ta'alumot, the inner thought, so that which is hidden, Ta'alumot. The Noah of that which is hidden, brought out in translation as the Noah of the inmost thought. So these designations, we say attributes, so to speak, of Yahweh, hey, he who be, who he be, who he be Nora. He who be, who he be is Nora. He is the awesome one. He who be, who he be is Gibor. He is the mighty one. He who be, who he be is Chasin, almighty one. He who be, who he be is Kadosh, set apart one, the Isla, the holy one. He who be, who he be is Yahid. He's the one and the only one. He is Gaeh. He who be, who he be is Gaeh, exalted one, big up one, Gaeh, exalted one. Yodea Ta'alumot, he who be, who he be, he be Yodea Ta'alumot. He be the knower of the inmost thoughts. So when we get the right interpretation of the Tetragrammaton, then it makes sense why we have these attributes, because the attributes were to bring out who he, who he be, and which attributes we may be calling on. These designations are said to correspond, these 7, they correspond with the 7 voices, the 7 voices of Yahweh, of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, that is mentioned in Psalm 29. Read over, study it. You'll find there are 7 voices of He who He be, Yahuwah, the Almighty. Furthermore, this prayer right here, it contains in the Hebrew 42 words. 42, that number, 42 words that correspond to a composite name of Elohim of the power. It's a phrase consisting of 42 letters that is said to have one time been used as a substitute for the Tetragrammaton, for the Yahweh, Yahweh, for the Hashem, according to Kiddushin 71a. Some say that that name and its meaning are unknown to some today. That name, what is that name that consists of 42 letters? 42 letters. So here, brothers and sisters, sister and the brother, just going through what we just described right here, the Ana B'Koach. So why do we write up this mystical poem composition, and what is its connection with the six psalms or the 6 days of the Shavuah, namely with Psalm 29? It's because of those seven names and the seven thunders, the seven voices of Jehovah. Here. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Just HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
Ana B'Koach. We beg thee, I. Ana, Ana B'Koach. Gedulata Yamin Katir Zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata Yamin Katir Zerura. Untangle our united fate. Aver Arina Ta Amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Aver Arina Ta Amika. Zangaveid, 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 Ahreinu, Nora, Nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangaveid, 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 Ahreinu, elevate and purify I and I. Nora, Nora. Awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one. Na Gibor, please. Heroic one, mighty one. Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka. Those who pursue your uniqueness. Kubavata Shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye. Kubavat Shamrei. Barkeim, Tahareim, Rachemei. Sidik Atekta Tamid Al Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, 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 Barkeim, Bahreim, Rachemei, Sidik Atekta Tamid Al Tamle. May your righteousness always reward. Always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika. Powerful and holy and Isla One. In goodness. Nahela Idateka. In goodness lead your flock. Yahida Ge'e. Le Ameka Bine. Zokhreya Kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn. Zokhrei, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Ushma'a. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show atenu, kaver ushma, 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 atenu. Yodea ta elumot, O knower of mysteries, of secrets. Yodea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kuvod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Jagatan is terrible among men. He did not like the name. Yes, a new name.
name Jagat and it's terrible among men. We them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. We them no like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. We them no like your name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
Inflatia.
The home places is due for
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat.
A joyful shout.
That brings us right here after that short mystic Ana B'Koach, bringing out the seven attributes of Jah over here. We have the Lekha Dodi, come my dear friend, Likrat Kala, Likrat to meet, Kala, the bride, Pnei Shabbat, the Sabbath presence, the Sabbath face, the presence of the Sabbath, Nikabala, make I and I receive, Nikabala, make I and I welcome. So here, that's the main chorus line, Lekha Dodi, Likrat Kala, Pnei Shabbat, Nikabala. Come, my dear friend, my lover, my friend, Dodi, Likrat Kala, to meet the bride, Pnei Shabbat, the sabbatical presence, the presence of the Sabbath, Nikabala, make I and I welcome, make I and I receive. Just a couple of words right here. At one time, ones and ones would go outdoors, the communities, the Hebrew, Israelitish communities, Judaic communities would go outdoors to welcome the Sabbath bride. The context here is welcoming the Shabbat as a bride. And as we pointed out, that this is also true of the Beta Israel of Ethiopia. If you check out a book by one scholar named Wolf Leslau, he has a book called Falasha Anthology, right, where they look to the Sabbath as a bride or as a woman who intercedes with Jehovah, with Almighty, with Xavier, on behalf of her children. So the Sabbath is looked at as she. It's an interesting idea from the ancient Hebraic Judaic roots. So nowadays, most ones don't usually go outdoors. At one time, it was the tribe, the custom, right, to go outdoors to welcome the Sabbath bride. But others nowadays would turn around to face westward. They would turn and they would face westward, right, in the direction of the setting sun, which is very interesting, as we mentioned before. Many ones would say, look to the east. And yes, we look to the east, but why do we look to the east? It's not in prayer so much that we look to the east, in spite of what ones might have been taught, because if you study the pattern of the tabernacle, the Ark of the Covenant was always in the west of the tabernacle. We would enter into the tabernacle, into the courts, through the eastern gate. So we look to the east for the coming of Moshiach to his temple, where it says the Messiah will come to his temple. So we look to the east in the sense of the entrance for Messiah to enter into his temple. But when we are worshiping according to the pattern, as Jah told Moshe, see that you do all things according to the pattern, the Ark of the Covenant is always in the west side. It's always the west side. So we would enter in from the east. The entrance is the east, but we will be facing the west. So it's interesting that now ones and ones would turn around and face westward in the direction of the setting sun. Why? Because this signals the arrival of the Shabbat. So in turning in the direction of the setting sun, right, as the sun is going, as they say, it's going down, but as the light is going down, right, this signals the arrival of HaShabbat, even on the Friday Eve, here. So this we do while reciting, it is said by some traditions, the last stanza of the Lekha Dodi hymn, of the chant, Lekha Dodi, come, my dear friend, come, my love, come, my friend. A slight bow, there's a slight bow that's affected when saying the words in the Hebrew, Bo'i, Kala. Bo'i, speaking to a woman. If I say to a woman, Bo'i, 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 Bo'i na, like come here, Bo'i, 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 speaking to a woman, a man would be more like Bo, right? But here, Bo-we, Bo-we Kala, come, O bride, Bo-we Kala, come, O bride. So a slight bow is affected when saying these words, Bo-we, come, speaking to she, Kala, come, O bride. So the personification of the Shabbat as a bride and as a queen. We find this even among the Torah observant Yehudi Jews today, as well as among the Beta Israel of Ethiopia. So the personification of the Shabbat as a bride and as a queen. And also, when we look into the Hebrew, in many places, the Hebrew brings that out as well. Both of these, they convey the imagery of beauty and radiance, testifying to the tremendous affection that Yom HaShabbat, remember man was not made for the Sabbath, but she was made for we, that the Sabbath enjoyed among Jah people. There's a midrash, a teaching, that's the basis for the idea that Jah, he mated Jah people, the people, Amo Yisrael, the people of the covenant, Jah people, with the Shabbat. This can be found in Bereshit Rabbah 11 and 9. Hence, here, the notion of a beloved bride whose arrival is eagerly awaited and joyously welcomed. Here, a little rendition of this here, Lekha Dodi, here on the dub, Stephen Marley on the Hey Baby dub. Bo-we.
Lekha Dodi. Lecha dodi likrat atala, pene shabbat nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha dodi likrat atala, pene shabbat nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lecha dodi likrati atala, pene shabbati nikapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word. When the voice divine, I vine, at Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad echad echad. Wa he be who he be, Jehovah. Yeah, Jaja echad ushmo echad. Now Jehovah is one, and one is his name. Wa echad ushmo echad. L'chem u'ula ti'areta w'tehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, I and I fame. Lekha dodi likrati akala, pnei shabbati nikabala. Oh, come, let us make I and I meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine. Blessings I vine. Lekha dodi likrati akala, pnei shabbati nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nehus, even Nehus Neges. Enough of thy grieving, come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face, Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I again, to his grace. Lekha dodi likrati akala, pnei shabbati nikabala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lekha dodi likrati akala, pnei shabbati nikabala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha dodi likrati akala, pnei shabbati nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, the I Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom is bride.
Lekha doti alikrati akala Pinesha pati anikabala In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive El Elohim, steeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim Chanting our praises, I and I eyes is to his holy, his Isla name We, I, and I greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari, we, I, and I hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord, we, I, and I are the faithful who bask in thy light, we, I, and I welcome thy day, We, I, and I welcome thy night. Lekha doti alikrati kala, b'nei shabati nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, ha-shabbat, the sendet, greet.
Sendet salam. Senbet Salam. Senbet Salam.
Senbet Salam.
Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Senbet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Bemezmor Dawid. Bitna Hule. Besma Abba Wel Women Feskadu Sahadu Amla Ame. Kibber the Kalu, Kibber the Kitsu, Kibber the Hyatu, Kibber the
A good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten strings, showing love and kindness, morning till night, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul, Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought is the purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home, and still, send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home, when the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Shabbat Shalom, song for the days of rest, well, inside your home, and still, send Beit Salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest,
people get caught in a dissonant mind. History behind Babylon come with a different design. And still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His majesty said unity and only Jah know. Well, none of them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place to get the mall, we call we I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your fears look different this time. You fight with petition and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelites. Where Babylon be like. Trying to cut the branch. Please let it grow. Oh, the roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy. Please take it slow. Hey, send back salam. Shabbat shalom. A song. And better the Im Negede Yehuda Machaber Line of Judah Society LOJS. Yeah. The bar we highly stand. A judge away away. A judge away.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
And Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay.
Shabbat shalom, send that salam. Yes, I. Greetings, greetings, greetings right here for the TJIF. Thank Jah. Rastafari is Friday. So here's the Shabbat Eve podcast here, going through the Kabbalat Shabbat, the welcoming the Sabbath. Psalm 95 we have, to Psalm 99 plus Psalm 29, then Psalm 92, that's the Sabbath day psalm here on the Eve, chanting and writing up Psalm 92, the psalm that's appointed for the Sabbath. And then we have Psalm 93 right here. But today's daily psalm, very interesting here, is Psalm 94. And we look at the series of psalms in the 90s. And we find that today's daily psalm, you know, the tone, the style, the manner, Psalm 94. Just look at the numbers right there, 95 to Psalm 99, plus Psalm 29, the sixth psalm for the Kabbalat Shabbat. Then the seal up is with the Sabbath psalm on Friday evening, the Sabbath Eve, Psalm 92 for the Sabbath day. And then right here, the Friday evening psalm, which is Psalm 93. So we see a link right there numerically, but
going to ride up, getting into the content here. Friday evening, Psalm 93.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
A king will reign. Besides, God rules and reigns.
A king will reign. In justice, 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 justice.
Track, mass, track, mass, track, track, mass, track, mass, track, mass, track, track, mass, track, mass, track, mass, track, mass, track, mass, track,
mass. And here we have Ross Zachariah right here with Jarain as a Selah. And as a, right now, a Rhema tune right here as we seal up, about to ride up today's daily psalm, Psalm 94. Very interesting here in the season before Ethiopia, Kingdom of God, New Year. And we also have this season as we're coming forward to the Rosh Hashanah, the Judaic, Hebraic New Year, also the fall festival time and season. But first, this,
Jarain.
How excellent is thy name, the one set thy glory above the heavens.
Yahweh El Shaddai. Wow. Wow. I'm grateful, the sun shines for us, and your heart lift up his eyes and up. Greatness in all things. Jah is the mightiest, none is mightier than Jah is the greatest, none is greater than Jah, cannot be conquered, cannot be conquered. In your head, whoa,
over hills and valleys and plains,
Jarain, Jarain, Jarain,
over hills and valleys and plains,
Jah live and live again,
over hills and valleys and plains,
Jarain, Jarain, Jarain,
over hills and valleys and plains,
Jah live and live again, yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
So here, today's daily psalm, give thanks, Ezra, Zachariah, with Jireen right there as a Rhema, right now tuned for Psalm 93, the theme of Jireen. Now, it's interesting because the psalms of the Kabbalat Shabbat, many of them are in the 90s. We begin off with Psalm 95 for the Kabbalat, welcoming, receiving, Kabbalah, Kabbalat, the welcoming, the receiving of the Shabbat, of the Sabbath. So here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 94. It's also the standing psalm for the fourth day of the Shavuah, of the week, of the 7 days, the Shavuah. The 7 days is known as the Shavuah, and it's the midway psalm, Psalm Wednesday, the Wednesday psalm, which is the fourth day of the Shavuah. We have Mizmor Adai Dalet. And just a quick overview right here, it's a plea for divine judgment. Now, usually for the Shabbat, certain things in the tradition, right, the Hebrew, the Israelite, even the Yehudi, the Judaic tradition, usually for the Sabbath, the themes are usually like joyful, rejoicing, restful themes, and usually some of the maybe harder themes usually are avoided because the Sabbath, the Shabbat, is to be a delight. Yet occasionally there's some interesting alignments like we have right here. And so we went over Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, and then we include Psalm 29 because of the seven voices, right? And on the Shabbat, there is the seven berakot, the seven blessings. Usually there are the 18 or 19, technically, blessings that are said. But on the Sabbath, there's a focus on the seven. Even the Aliyah, the Torah portion, is divided into seven, you could say seven readers and seven parts of the Torah reading and feeding that we usually like to go through Aliyah a day, a portion, manna, the angel's bread, so we can see what it is. But here, Psalm 94, we have a psalm that kind of breaks the cycle in the 90 psalms. So we go through the psalms that are in the 90s. Well, Psalm 90 is an interesting psalm, the prayer of Moses that begins book 4 of the Psalter. Thus, the likeness of the book of Psalms and the Torah, even when Rabbeinu Yeshua said, in your law is it not written, and he quoted the Psalms. So we have Psalm 90, which is a similar psalm to Psalm 94 in its theme. Its theme is man's brevity and Elohim, Ha'elohim's eternity. But it has a judgment theme. As today's daily psalm, Psalm 94, is themed a plea for divine judgment. And many ones before I and I, and even I and I, have meditated on why this psalm is for the heart day, the heartical day, the midway day, the fourth day of the Shavuah. What is the importance? Well, firstly, the theme, plea for divine judgment. The tone, style, and manner of this psalm, it sharply contrasts with the preceding, and that's Psalm 93, which is the psalm appointed for the Friday. It is said that in the ancient times of the temple, that these were the psalms, they're like the evening psalms. For example, for Friday is Psalm 93, and for the Sabbath is Psalm 92. For the Kabbalat Shabbat, for the welcoming of the Sabbath, we reverse the order, and we chant Psalm 92, and then we seal up with Psalm 93. That brings us here, 92, 93, here to today's daily psalm here in the season, according to the royal order, Psalm 94. And here we have a psalm that sharply contrasts with the preceding, Psalm 93, Psalm 92, and even to a degree, Psalm 90, 91, and 90. And then the psalms after Psalm 94 are the psalms that we ride up with as we initiate, start off, and welcome the Shabbat. 95 to 99. But here, far from Jah's sovereignty, an overview of today's daily psalm being acknowledged and enforced over the earth, there is a moral state, a state of moral chaos that's prevailing. In that state of moral chaos, justice is denied. Justice. No justice, no peace, the people cry. Justice is denied to those who need its protection the most. It is said that in this idea here is the place within the group the 90s group in the Psalms, the Sadai group, Hebraically, alphanumerically, the Sadai, since the letter Sadai also has an alphanumerical value of 90. So today's psalm, Mizmor Sadai Dalet, the series here, we have a group of psalms, and the explanation is brought out by this reasonment here. See, in Psalm 93, the previous psalm, that's the Friday evening psalm, it proclaims an ideal, the seed, the ideal. This psalm, today's daily psalm according to royal order after the order of Melchizedek, Psalm 94, it dwells, right? It dwells, it sojourns, you can even say it tabernacles, so to speak, upon the stark realities that disclose a different world, you know, a different state of things other than the ideal that's proclaimed in Psalm 93. In Psalm 94, we dwell upon the stark realities that reveal a different state of things. The following psalm, namely the psalms that we write up as we initiate and start out the Sabbath for the Kabbalat welcoming of the Sabbath, Psalm 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. Well, the following psalms after this psalm, Psalm 94, they resume the joyful note. Why? Because of unshakable, unbreakable assurance in the ultimate realization of the ideal, according to teaching of His Majesty, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, good over evil, the ultimate realization of the ideal. Good over evil. Now, in today's psalm, Psalm 94, a question is brought up and brought forward. Who are the oppressors and who are the oppressed? Rephrase, Rastafari-wise. Who are the downpressors and who are the downpressed? According to one interpretation, as we look into this psalm and study to show ourselves approved, according to one Targum, it is foreign nations. It's the foreign nations, the Goyim, the Goye Haaretz, the Gentiles, the international community that are acting ruthlessly against the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, against Yasher Allah, against Israel. Now, others hold that it's actually lawless, Torahless Israelites that are dealing unjustly with their brethren. This view right here is the view that is adopted, and although we can see that it can be applied to foreign nations in the context of the language and the spirit, you know, not the letter, but the spirit of it, it's more the second interpretation, that it's lawless Israelites. Like when it says, not all who are of Israel are Israel, it's lawless Israelites that deal unjustly with their brethren. Now, what's so interesting is that the Torah reading and feeding right here, at the 48th sabbatical study here for this Shabbat Strong, that here we have Shoftim, judges, right? Judges and officers, right? The command being given to have justice, right? Have peace and security, have scales that are properly weighed against bribery. So we have a lot that's in this Torah reading and feeding that also cautions and reflects this state that Psalm 94 is a plea, an appeal for divine judgment. So here, make a nice write-up. Let ones get an overview, hearing of it. This is to the Yabiyu, Jah Vengeance, as the reggae roots, reggae, the vengeance themes is a good theme for today's daily psalm. O Jehovah, thou El, thou Hail, thou power to whom vengeance belongeth. Thou El, power, Hail, to whom vengeance belongeth. Shine forth, reveal thyself. Yes, God.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves?
They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which framest mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
My Hebrew boy, everything takes time. My Hebrew boy, everything takes time.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Mizmor Tzadedalet. אל נקמות אדוני, אל נקמות הופיע, הנשא שופט הארץ, השב גמול על גאים. עד מתי רשעים אדוני, עד מתי רשעים יעלוזו, יביעו ידברו עתק, יתאמרו כל פועלי אבן. עמך אדוני ידכאו, ונחלתך יענו. אלמנה וגר יהרוגו, ויתומים ירצחו. ויאמרו, לא יראה ולא יבין אלוהי יעקב. בינו בוערים בעם, וכסילים מתי תשכילו. הנוטע אוזן הלא ישמע, אם יוצר עין הלא יביט. היוסר גויים הלא יוכיח, המלמד אדם דעת. אדוני יודע מחשבות אדם, כי הם הבל. אשרי הגבר אשר תייסרנו יה, ומתורתך תלמדנו, להשקיט לו מימי רע, עד ייקרא לרשע שחת. כי לא יטוש אדוני עמו, ונחלתו לא יעזוב. כי עד צדק ישוב משפט, ואחריו כל ישרי לב. מי יקום לי עם מרעים? מי יתייצב לי עם פועלי אבן? לולי אדוני עזרת לי, כמעט שכנה דומה נפשי. אם אמרתי מה תרגלי, חסדך אדוני יסעדני, ברוב שר אפי בקרבי, תנחומך ישעשעו נפשי. הי חוברך כיסא הבות, יוצר עמל עלי חוק, יגודו על נפש צדיק, ודם נקי ירשיעו. ויהי אדוני לי למשגב, ולוהי לצור מחסי, וישב עליהם את אונם, וברעתם יצמיתם, יצמיתם אדוני אלוהינו.
Elect up to light up this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, New Orphic, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Hamaric language. You see?
You see the English language?
You see the English language?
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Join your mentality.
Sirach. Sirach. The prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Mizmor Sa'adei Dalet, Mizmor Sa'adei Dalet. Psalm 94, Psalm XCIV, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and hear, Shema Yisrael, here after the order of Maliki, it's Edek. Today's daily Psalm, Mizmor Sa'adei Dalet, Sa'adei Dalet. Psalm 94, plea for divine judgment. Mizmor Sa'adei Dalet. The supreme judge invoked in the first two verses of today's daily psalm, El Nekamot Yahweh, El Nekamot Hofiyah, Hi Anase Shofet Haaretz, Yashev Gemul Al Gayim, O Jehovah, Thou, El, true good, true God, to whom vengeance belongeth, Thou, El, true good, true God, to whom vengeance belongeth, shine forth, El Nekamot Yahweh, El Nekamot Hofiyah. Lift up thyself, thou, the I, male, judge of the earth, render to the proud their recompense. Hi naseh shofeta haaretz, hasheva gmul al hageim. Hear, the supreme judge, ha-shofet, the judge invoked. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Mizmor Sa'adei Dalet, El Nekamot Yahweh, El Nekamot Hofiyah. Hi naseh shofeta haaretz, hasheva gmul al hageim. The tone, style, and matter of this mizmor, this psalm, this chant, contrasts sharply with the preceding and the succeeding psalms. Far from El Ha'El, the true good, true God's sovereignty, being acknowledged and enforced over the earth, over the earthly plane, a state of moral chaos prevails, in which in that justice is denied to those who need its protection, its protection most. Perhaps in this very idea is its place within the group to be explained. Psalm XCIII, Psalm 93, proclaimed an ideal. Mizmor Sa'adei Gimel proclaimed an ideal. This psalm, Mizmor Sa'adei Dalet, Psalm 94, it dwells upon the stark realities that disclose so different a different world, so different a state of things, a state of things. The following psalms resume the joyful note because of unshakable assurance in the ultimate realization of the ideal. Who are the oppressors and the oppressed? Rephrase, who are the downpressors and the downpressed? According to one Targum interpretation, foreign nations, nationalities, ethnicities, the Goyim, are acting ruthlessly against Israel. Others hold that lawless Israelites, lawless Bnei Yisrael, children, sons of Yisrael, deal unjustly with their brethren. It's this latter, the latter view is here adopted. Today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Mizmor Sadai Dalet. El Nekamot Yao, El Nekamot Hofia, Hina Se Shofet Aharet, Hasheva Gumul Alagi. Today's daily psalm, opening two verses, the Supreme Judge invoked. In verses 3 to 7, the downpressers are described. In verses 8 to 11, the downpressers, their belief is refuted. In verses 12 to 15, the righteous will be vindicated. In verses 16 to 19, security in Elohim. In verses 20 to 23, unjust rulers doomed. Hear, 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 today's daily psalm. According to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, Mizmor Sadai Dalet. El Nekamot Yahuwah. El Nekamot Hofia. Hinna Se Shofet Aharet. Hashev Gmul Al Geim. O Jehovah, thou El Nekamot. The El of vengeance, to whom vengeance belongs. The El, true good, true God of vengeances. El Nekamot. Thou, El, to whom vengeance belongeth, literally in the Hebrew, El Nekamot, the El of vengeances, the plural of intensity, El of great vengeance, El who avenges thoroughly, El Nekamot Yahuwah. We must not associate any idea of vindictiveness with the word Nekamot. We must not associate any idea Not to associate any idea of vindictiveness with the word nikamot, nikamot, vengeance. It rather comes close to the word Hebraically for retribution, el nikamot, the el of retribution. Vengeance is mine, and recompense literally is payment. For Yahuwah, Jehovah will judge Amo, will judge his people. Devarim, Deuteronomy 32, and 32 verse 35, vengeance is mine and recompense and payment, ki Yahuwah, for Jehovah will judge Amo, his people. The moment I recognize righteousness to be an essential quality of the divine nature, the divine nature, the nature of natures, the nature of natures, it is impossible, not possible, to overlook the penal activity of the divine government. It is not possible for I and I to overlook the penal activity of the divine, the divine government. A righteous El, Ha'El, the true good, the true God, Eloheinu, cannot condone sin, Chatiyat, sin, Ukkari, crime, and inhumanity. When the righteous are downpressed and the wicked, the ratchet triumph, the psalmist and I deem it not only allowable, but their and I sacred duty to pray for the destruction, for the deconstruction of insolent rulers who poisoned the fountains of justice and crushed the poor, the widow, and the orphan. Thus we ride up the chant, El Nekamot Yahuwah, El Nekamot Hofia. Hofia, shine forth. Hofia, Hofia, shine forth. Hear, hear, hear. This recalls Psalm 50, Psalm 50, Hebraically, the second verse of the 50th Psalm. Here we have Mizmor, the chant, Mizmor Nun. Mizmor Non, Mizmor Nun, 50th Psalm. Mizmor Le Asaf, El Elohim Yahuwah, Diber, Waya Yikra Aretz, Mia Mizrach Shemesh, Adamebo, Mizionna, Mikalala Yofia, Elohim Hofia. Here in the 50th Psalm, Mizmor Non Nun, a Psalm of Asaf, Mizmor Lasaf, El Yahuwah hath spoken and called to earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. El Elohim Yahuwah Diber Waikraret Mi Mizrach Shemesh Adamevo. Out of Zion, Mi Zion. The perfection, the completeness, the perfection of beauty. Miklal Yofi. Miklal Yofi. The perfection, the completeness. Miklal Yofi. Elohim Hofia. Elohim Hofia. Elohim hath shined forth, hath shined forward, hath shined forth. Elohim, the true good, the true God, Hofia. As the sun illuminates the earthly plane, so Elohim brings light, brings illumination to the human mind and psyche and soul. The passage in Deuteronomy 33 and 2 seems to have been in the psalmist's mind, a connection right here with the idea of shining forth, Hofia, Hofia. So here in the 50th Psalm, Elohim, Hofia, Elohim have shined forth, is further shined forth or brought forward here in the first verse of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Dalet Tzadai Dalet. El Nekamot, Yahuwah, El Nekamot, Hofia, El Nekamot, the El of vengeances, the El of retribution, shine forth. Hinnase Shofeta Ha'aret, Hasheva Gmul Al Geim. Lift up thyself. Hinase. 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 Lift up thyself. Shofet. Judge. Shofet Haaret. Judge of the earth. Judge of the earthly plane. Hinase. Hinase. Lift up thyself. Shofet Haaret. Hasheva Gmul Al Geim. Render. Render, return, render, hashev, hasheba, hasheba, gemul al geim. Render to the proud, upon the proud, the geim. Render to the proud their gemul, their reward, their recompense. Render recompense to the geim. Who are the geim? The geim are the men and the people who vaunt themselves in their high station and use their high station ruthlessly. Hear the groundation of today's daily psalm, a plea for divine judgment. El Nekamot, Yahuwah El Nekamot, Hofia. Hinase shofet aharet, hasheva gmul al gei, 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 gmul al gei. Admatai Risha'im, Yahuwah, Admatai Risha'im, Ya'ilozu, Yabi'owa, Yitaberu Ataka, Yita'amru, Kol Po'ile Aven, Amekai Yahuwah, Yidaku'owa, Where Nachilateka, Where Anu, Almana, Wegira, Yahirogu, We are Tomima, Yeratsehu, Wayomru, Lo, Yireh, Yah, Wallo Yavin Elohe Ya'iko Ya'iko Ya'iko. Hear today's daily psalm, Mizmor Tzadai Dalet, the 94th psalm according to royal order, plea for divine justice. Here picking up the Gimel the Gimel, Gamel, the third verse, verse 3 to verse 7, the down presses. The down presses are described. Admatai Rishayim, Yahuwah, Admatai Rishayim, Elozu, Jehovah, how long shall the wicked, exalt? Admatai Rishayim, Yahuwah, Admatai Rishayim, Elozu, Elozu, how long? How long? Admatai Rishaim. Yahuwah. Admatai Rishaim. Ya'ilozu. How long will they exalt? How long? The question does not imply that El Nikamot Yahuwah, that Jehovah cannot put an end to their deeds of violence, but wonders why he, even he who be who he be, defers the exercise of his power. Admatai Rishaim, Yahuwah, Admatai Rishaim, Ya'ilozu, Yabi'uwa, Yitabru Ataka, Yitamru Kola Po'ele'avin. They gush out, they speak arrogancy. Yabi'u, Yitabru Atak, they gush out. They speak arrogancy. Yitamru kol po'ele aven. All the workers of iniquity, of moral corruption, aven, aven. They bear themselves loftily. They gush out. The same verb translated elsewhere as belch. They belch out. They pour forth a stream of arrogant words. Yabi'u yidabru atak. They speak arrogancy. So we have Psalm 59. We look at Psalm 59 Hebraically. Psalm 59 Hebraically, verse 8. This idea of they gush out. They gush out. In Psalm 59, Mizmor Nun 8, verse 8, Hebraically. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Hine yabiuna befihem. Befihem. Swords are in their lips. Chirabota besifatotehem. For who doth hear? Ki mi shomea. This is what they say, swords in their lips. They say, ki mi shomea. For who? Ki mi shomea. For who doth hear? But here, they belch with their mouth. Behold, hine, behold, look and see, here it is. Yabi'un, befihem. Befihem, with their fee, their fi, their pi, their mouth. The comparison in Mizmor Nun 8, the 59th Psalm, the comparison to dogs here in the 59th Psalm is dropped. And they are depicted as pouring forth a stream of malicious words that are as deadly as swords. Here the link with Psalm 57 and 5. Ki mi shomea, for who doth hear? Elohim, they say they, will pay no heed to the cry of the man they have marked down for destruction and interfere with their designs, or so they be naive. But here the connection of they belch out, they gush out, they pour forth, the sense of the Hebrew, Yabi'u, Yabi'u, Yabi'u. They're gushing out, they're belching out. Yidavru, attack. Yidavru, them speaking attack, 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 attack. Them speaking arrogancy. Linked with Psalm 31, verse 19, Hebraically speaking arrogancy, where the verb is amplified by with pride and contempt. Now, the context of the judge in today's daily psalm is also very, very connective here. So the judge, Hinase, shofet aharet, lift up thyself, here come the judge. Hinase, shofet aharet, thou, the I, judge of the earth. And here they're speaking out, yedabru atak, them speaking out arrogancy, connected with Psalm 31. Psalm 31, verse 19. Let the lying lips be dumb that speak arrogantly against the righteous with pride and contempt. Te alamna sifte shaker. Sifte shaker. The lips sifte shaker. The lie. The lips of lies. Let them be dumb. Te alamna. Te alamna. Let them be dumb, unable to speak. Their sifte shaker, their lying lips, that speak arrogantly. Ha dovrot, ha dovrot alas adik atak, that speak arrogantly against the righteous. Ha dovrot alas adik atak, with here amplified with pride, begaiva. Vavuuz, some would enunciate it vavuuz, but in Afro-Semitic pointed Hebrew, be gaiwa, wabuz, be gaiwa, wabuz, with pride, gaiwa, and booze, and contempt, and booze, with pride and contempt, bear themselves, as it says, all the workers of iniquity, bear themselves loftily. Yitamru. Call po elei awein. Now, here, the translators, many of the translators have translated this as bear themselves loftily. Play at loud talk. This is the Hebraicism of it, the sense of yitamru. Right, talking and, you know, playing, call all po'ele, awen, all the po'ele, the workers, the doers, call all po'ele, awen, all the workers of iniquity, of moral corruption, yitamru, you know, they play at loud talk, they chatty-patty, they play at loud talk. Amikai Yehowa, ye daku, we nachilateka, ye anu. They crush thy people. Amika, Yahowah, oh, Jehovah, Yedaku. They crush, Yedaku. Amika, the I people. Amika, Yahowah, Yedaku. The minority, by their downpressive government, keep the whole call Yisrael in subjection. And afflict thy heritage with nachilatika, nachilat, thy inheritance with nachilatika, ye anu. They afflict the heritage, in sense they impoverish the heritage. Almana wegira, yahirogu, they slay. Almana, the widow, almana, wegir, the gir, and the stranger, the gir. They slay the widow and the stranger. We tomim, ye ratzehu, and murder, ye ratzehu, and murder, the tomim. We tomim, ye ratzehu. So note here we have the word for slay in the plural sense, yahirogu, to slay, and also yeratzehu, to murder. They murder. Widows and orphans are always mentioned as those who particularly suffer when the ruling class is corrupt. Here, the stranger, the gear, the stranger is included among the victims, in violation of the mitzvah, of the commandment that ordains for I and I fear treatment for him, according to second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Exodus 22 and 20. Yomru lo yireh ya, velo yavin Elohei Yaakov. And they say, Yomru Wayomru, and they say, Lo, Yireh, Ya, Ja will not see. Lo, Yireh, Ya, Yireh, Ya, Lo, Yireh, Ya. They say that Ja will not see. So here Hebraically we have Ya, Ya, Lo, No, Yireh, 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 to see, he will see. Ya, No, he will see. Ya. Bring it out in the Hebrew Targum. They say that Jah will not see. Willo Yavin Elohe Yaakov. Willo Yavin. Willo Yavin. Willo Yavin. Willo Yavin Elohe Yaakov. Neither will the Elohim of Jacob Elohe Yaakov give heed or understand the sense of Yavin from Bana. He would not comprehend, not understand. Willo Yavin Elohe Yaakov. The Hebrew Yah, Jah, found here. In their pride, these evil and ratchet men presume and assume to believe, be naive, that Ha'el Elohim, the true good, the true God, who rescued the suffering Bnei Yisrael, the Israelite sons, children of Israel, from the tyrant Pharaoh, will overlook their tyrannous, their despicable, tyrannous acts. He will not see. Here, with Psalm 10:11, in Psalm 10, verse 11, this same sense, right, comparing Psalms of Psalms. In Psalm 10, verse 11, we have, He hath said in his heart, Elohim, El hath forgotten. He hideth his face, he will never see. This is what they say. Here in Mizmor Yod, Psalm 10, which is themed the prayer of the downpress. Here, Hebraically, in verse 11, Amar b'libo shachach el. He satira panayo bala ra'a lanetzach. He hath said in his heart, Amar b'libo. El hath forgotten. Shakach El. Shakach El. That El, true good, true God. Shakach. Shakach. That El has forgotten. He satir. That he has hidden. He has covered hidden. Panayo. His face. Balara. Balara. Not seeing la netzach, forever. To the writer and the psalmist and I, pious mind, nobody could act in this manner who truly believe that Elohim paid attention to his creatures, his creation's actions. And so he ends his description of the wicked, of the ratchet, with the same psychological Suke, psycho, soul, logos, talk, analysis, as at the beginning. It also makes a fitting transition to the concluding portion of the Mizmor, in that he and I and we calls upon El Elohim to expose the falsity of that mental attitude and that kind and those kinds of mental attitudes. Here, the second section of today's daily psalm, a brief Targum and Midrash, a build, Mizmor Sadai dilates, verses 3 to 7, the downpressers, downpressermen, the downpressers are described. Here, verses 3 to 7. Admatai Risha'im Yahuwa, Admatai Risha'im Ya'ilozu. Yabiuwa yidabru ataka yitamru kola poele arin amika yehuwa yedakuu we nachilateka ye anu almana we gera yahirogu we yitomima yeratehu wayomru lo yireh ya ולא יבין אלוהי יעקב.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
So here today's daily psalm, I'd like to bring it to verse 12. Very interesting verse 12, where it says, I think, blesses the man, the KJV is with the ashrei, the happy. So right here, we have verses 8 to 11, the downpressers, belief, right? The belief, their belief is refuted. Here we have verses 8 to 11. Consider y'all brutish among the people, and your fools, when will y'all understand, when will y'all overstand? He that planteth the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that instructeth nations, shall not he correct? Shall not he correct? Even he that teacheth man knowledge, Jehovah knoweth the thoughts of man, the thoughts of Adam, that they are vanity. So here, verse 8, today's daily psalm, Mizmor Sarei Dalet. Here, the chet verse, the eighth verse, here in the Hebrew, we have Binu, Bo'erim, Ba'am, Selim, Matai, Tasakilu, consider, Binu. Interesting word we have. Binu, right? Bina, the Hebrew feminine aspect for understanding. We have wisdom, chokmah, and bina. In the Proverbs of Shlomo, Solomon, they're said to be sisters, and call them our kinswoman, our sister and our kinswoman. So here, the Hebrew divine feminine aspect, but here as a verb, speaking to many ones, to say, to consider. Now, the root of the word binu, just to bring out right here, just a little build right here. Binu is from bean, right? B-Y-N in the Hebrew, the main letters, bean. And bean means to discern, to understand, to consider, to perceive. Right? We also have in the Hebrew bean and bane. It's the idea between this and that. The sense also in the Hebrew is a sense of like between. To understand something, to be able to distinguish between two similar things and to discern why they're not the same. To give it as an example, to discern, to understand, to perceive, right? To know with the mind, to observe, to mark, to give heed, to be able to distinguish, to beam, right? To have discernment, what we call insight, understanding, understanding, overstanding, to be discerning. Thus also the idea in translation to be intelligent. As we get into the roots of it, is to consider diligently, right? To consider, to be prudent also. So from the Strong's definition of the bina, from the bana sense, but bane sense, the bean sense here, to separate mentally, So the idea of considering, to understand, to overstand, to understand, is to separate mentally, to be able to distinguish. And that is, in the Hebrew sense, what we get in translation as to understand, or we may say understand, or even say overstand. So here, in speaking to like you all, like it's like speaking to ones and ones. This is the psalmist and I and I speaking to those ratchet elements amongst I and I people. Not all who are of Israel are Israel. So the lawless Israelites speaking to them and saying, Binu, be able to discern this, between this and that. Binu bo erim comes from the Hebrew ba'ar. Now, ba'ar is an interesting word because ba'ar has a sense of to burn, to kindle. You know, the sense of to burn, you know, to kindle, right? You brutish, right? Those who are almost like the idea is like brutish is almost like burnt up. It reminds me of the New Testament where it says that the conscience, like ones and ones that don't have a conscience, it's like their conscience got burnt out like by a hot iron, right? So that's the sense of the bo'arim, speaking to many ones and ones. Ba'ar, but ba'ar is to consume, right? So it has a sense of to consume, but it also has a sense when speaking of ones and ones as stupidity, brutishness, stupidity, like a stupid person, ba'ar. But also it has another sense, ba'ar, since it means to consume, like food. They're like eaten as food. And by extension of cattle, so that brutish sense, the stupid sense right here. But looking at the root sense, it's like one is consumed, like one's conscience got like burnt out. So here it's saying, binu, bo'arim, ba'am, or the bo'arim. The bo'arim, the brutish, ba'am, ba, in, on, am. Am in Hebrew is people. So consider your brutish among the people. U'kselim, the kessel. It's interesting because the Orion constellation, in the Hebrew we call it kessel, right? It's like the warrior, like there's a warrior imagined in the stars, a warrior. So that constellation's called kessel. But here we get the word kisalim. What is kisalim? Kisalim, the plural of kesil. Kesil is another kind of a fool, a stupid fellow, like somebody who is dull or like a simpleton. But also in the context, it can mean like an arrogant one. But properly, it relates to fat, right? Fat. You say, well, fat? How does it relate to fat? Well, we have the kasal. Kasam, in another sense, is to be fat, almost like you say, like you fat-headed, they say, like pig-headed, you know, they these phrases. But it's almost like this truth can't penetrate because it's almost like one's heart, one's mind is not circumcised, as it says in the Torah about circumcision of the heart. So this is the sense of the kasalim. U-kasalim. Matai, like saying when. Matai, when. Tasakilu. Here we have the sakal sense. What is the sakal sense? Sakal, like the sekel, sakal. Sakal is to be prudent, to be circumspect, right? To be prudent, to be circumspect is to be sakal. Sakal, wise, right? It says in the Psalm and also in the... Was it in I think it's in Samuel, we're talking about David, how when David knew that Saul had this hatred, like this evil spirit, this bad mind had entered into Shaul, and he still was in the court, even though Saul threw like spears at him, trying to juke him and everything. It says that he behaved himself wisely. He behaved himself circumspectly. In Psalm 47:7, I say this because as a Rastafari chant, this is one of the chants, and I tried it. You know, I have bingy days that this chant was risen up. Let me get this right here. 47:7 in the King James Version of the Bible. For God is the king of all the earth, earth rightful ruler. Sing your praises in a skillful song. Or the KJV says, you know, give praises with understanding. So ones and ones will say, give praises with understanding. Zamru. Maskil, maskil, saka, wisely, being prudent, the idea having insight, being circumspect. So saying to the fools, or the kislin, right, matai, when, taskilu, when will y'all be more circumspect, right? So the brutish and the fools are pointed out right here. Also in Psalm 92 and 7, let's just check Psalm 92 and 7. Just doing due diligence here, the Shabbat Eve right here, but anytime this rises up, doing due diligence. 92 and 7 says, a brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. How interesting, because Psalm 92 is the Sabbath day psalm. Psalm 92, it says, Ish ba'ar, ish, a man, ish ba'ar, a brutish man, a man who's like consumed in a sense. Ish ba'ar, lo, lo yida'a, lo yida'a. Lo yada, 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 to know. Lo, not yada. He doesn't know. He doesn't know. U kasil, and the kasil, and the full lo yavin, lo yabin, lo yabin. It's like in Hebrew, say, ani, 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 mavin, mavin, mavina. You know, do you understand? Do you over this? Are you able to discern? In other words, but it says that the kasil, right, ukasil lo yabin, he does not understand zot, et zot, he does not understand et zot, he doesn't understand this. Now what's interesting here in Psalm 92, right, Hebraically the seventh verse, but in the King James Version that corresponds to the sixth verse because of the numbering differences from the Hebrew to the English. So in the KJV it's the sixth verse, a brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. Ukasil lo yabin et zot. But what's interesting about the word zot, zot is this, but this in the feminine sense. And often we have that word in connection with Torah. My Torah, we could say the mother. My son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the Torah, direction, instruction of thy mother. So the Torah is likened Hebraically to I and I mother. Right, and also with wisdom, wisdom being justified by all of her children. But when it uses the zot, usually it's used in a sense of Torah, right? So it's like saying that the fool doesn't understand this, she, the Torah, Jah's directions, instruction. The brutish man, one in whom the animal instincts, so bringing out the ba'ar, right, and the bo'arim, right, the brutish, and one in whom the animal instincts overrule the spiritual element. In other words, it's an individual who hasn't learned to tame their animal. Their animal instincts overrule the higher intellectual and spiritual element. The fool is, Hebraically, the kasil is one who lacks understanding and perception. And et zot, zot, this, she, is the truth, stated in the next verse, right? So we go to the next verse in Psalm 92, the Sabbath psalm, when the wicked spring up as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. But see, the wicked, the fool, right, the brutish, and the fool don't understand that. They're like, oh, he dead. The Bible's fake. It's all just make-believe, you know? They don't understand the setup from the get-up, the divine setup from the get-up, that when the wicked spring up as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it's for the reason that they may be destroyed forever. You know? In other words, let all your enemies get together, right? Then it's easy to deal with the situation. Jah wisdom. So here, right? The persons who lack perception and understanding are enslaved by their animal instincts, their animal nature. They would question whether Elohim is aware of what is done on earth. I mean, we have this even today where ones like, they say like God is dead or God don't exist. Our Elohim doesn't exist. Consider ye brutish among the people and ye fools. When will ye understand? When will ye understand? Binu bo'rim ab'am ukaslim matai tasakilu. He that planteth the ear, shall he not hear? Question. Hinota, hinota, hanota, ozin, Hanota, the one who plants, right? Hanota, the planter of the Ozin. The Ozin. Ozin is the ear. Hanota Ozin. Hello, Yishma. Hello, Yishma. Hello, Yishma. Hello, is it not Yishma? Yishma. Is it not that he hears? Yishma. Yishma. He hears. Hello. Hello is an interesting, it's like hello, sound like hello, but ha is like the, almost like the no, the like not. It has a sense of is it not. Hello, hello, Yishma. Hello, Yishma. Hanota Ozin. Hello, Yishma. He that planteth the Ozin, the ear. Hello, Yishma. Hello, Yishma. Is it not that he hears? Not that he is able to hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that formed the eye, right? Im yotzer ayin, yotzer ayin. Hello, yabit. Hello, yabit. Yabit, right? Yabit is not just to look, right? It says see here. But in the Hebrew, yabit has a sense of to look, to scrutinize, right? It has a sense of scrutinize, not just a basic sense of just look, look, right? But it has like a deeper sense from the nabat in the Hebrew to nabat, nabat, right? So the yabit, right? Does he not nabat? Does he not look, regard, right? Pay attention to, kind of like look intensely. Another way of bringing out the yabit, right? That he who be who he be, he scans. Right, he scans. In other words, he looks intently at, right? The implication is to regard, right, with either pleasure, favor, or care, or concern, that he has a respect, he has a regard. So what's so interesting about this verse right here is saying that he who be who he be, who created the human being and humanity and the creation, he planted the ear. So you're saying that he can hear? Right, if he created your ear, he can call the ear to testify. He can call the eye to testify. So he who gave others the power to hear and see can surely himself hear and see, whether we look at this anthropomorphically or not. But he who created the ability in the human being to hear and see, can he not hear and see? Hanota Ozin. Hello, Yishma. Ima yotzer ayin, hello yabit. He that instructeth nations, nationalities, shall not he correct? Even he that teacheth man knowledge, teacheth man knowledge. Hayoser, 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 instruct to discipline in the sense. Hayoser goyim, hello yokiach. Hello, Yokiah. Yokiah, can he not correct? You know, can he not reprove, rebuke, correct? Right? Even he that teacheth man knowledge. Hama lamed. Ha melamed. Ham lamed. Lamed to teach. Ham lamed, the teacher. Adam. Adam of Adam. Da'at. Da'at. Knowledge. So literally in the Hebrew says, the teacher of Adam. Knowledge, a teacher of knowledge to Adam, the teacher of Adam, knowledge. Even he that teacheth man, Adam, ham lamed, Adam, da'at, da'at. It's interesting looking at Kabbalistically the tree of life. If you look at the Kabbalistic, the Hebrew Judaic tree of life, you'll see that the sefer, the cipher known as da'at, which is like near the top and in the center, often is removed, you know, off of some of the charts, da'at. But here it says that he who be who he be, right, instructeth the nations. If El, Ha'el, Ha'el, the almighty power, who has endowed the nations and nationalities with a moral sense, at least a sense of some sense of morality, holds them to account, will he omit to do so with the members of the community of Yisrael, of Yasharala, to whom he committed Ha Torah, to whom he committed Ha, he committed her, Torah, Jah's directions, instruction. So this also brings up the sense that it's speaking to the ratchet amongst Yisrael, right? Because it's the context here, right? He instructed nations, so he not correct Yisrael. Even he that teacheth man in general knowledge, da'at, but gave to Yisrael the Torah, ha-Torah. Even he that teacheth, the meaning is, shall he that teacheth man in general knowledge himself lack knowledge or forget to teach his called chosen Yisrael knowledge, and therefore is not Yisrael accountable? Verse 11, Jehovah knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Yahuwah Yodeah. Yahuwah Yodeah. Yodeah. He knows. He knoweth. He knows. He who be who he be. Yodeah. Yodeah. He knows. Machshavot Adam. Machshavot. Machshavot Adam. Machshavot. Right? Machshava. It's also the same word that's used in Hebrew for computer. But the machshavot, right, is the thoughts, the thinkings. Machshavot, the thinking, the thoughts, the reckonings, the scheming. It's not just thinking like we use in English. We use this word thinking very loosely. When we study other languages, ancient and even other modern languages, they don't use the phrase thinking. Like we say a lot, yeah, I was thinking, what you think, 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 think. But the sense of thinking is a deeper sense of reckoning, right, of reckoning. And here is the thoughts, like the schemes, you know, what man is thinking on deeply. In fact, here in the season, the 40 days leading up to the Yom HaKippurim and the fall festival season is known as the Cheshbon. Cheshbon. Cheshbon from the same Chashab, Hasab root right there, the Cheshbon HaNefesh. So the meaning of that is the soul reckoning, right? Soul reckoning, the accountability of the soul. So this word of thoughts is also the accountability, the reckoning, you know, the reckoning. So the reckoning of man, his deeper thoughts. This is the climax of the refutation that Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yodeah, Yodeah, he is the knower, Yodeah, yada, 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 Yodeah, he knows Machshavot Adam. He knows the thoughts, the schemes, the thinking of Adam, of man. When we use the term Adam, Adam is usually man in general, right? We use the term Adam, like we say from the Hebrew perspective, all basically come from Adam. But Yisrael is a higher Ish. Then we have the higher man, the Ish, right? The Ish, right? But here, the thoughts. Elohim knows more than man's acts. So it's not that, like, we only know what somebody's thinking if they say something or reveal the thought or do something, generally speaking. But Ha-Elohim, Ha-Elohim, he knows more than man's acts. He can read human beings' the unspoken thoughts because, remember, he is the blameless creator. Therefore, he knows the thoughts of Adam, ki for Hema Havel, ki Hema Havel. Ki for Hema, for they, them, his thoughts, the machshavot of Adam, ki for Hema, all of them, all of his thoughts, all of his schemes, all of his reckoning, Havel, Havel, Havel. We say Havel, modern Hebrew, Habel, 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 vanity of vanity. But the word Havel or Habel is the word in Hebrew for vanity, but in the Hebrew sense, it's a vapor. Like a vapor of a puff of breath, a faint breath of air, right? And therefore it has a sense of, in translation, vanity. So his fleeting, it's like his thoughts are like just a puff of air, right? Just like a slight breath, right? That they are vanity. The Hebrew brings out the sense of not so much that they are vanity, but ki, the Hebrew ki, for, right? Because sense, or ki, for, ki hema, hema, for they, them. Ki hema, for they, them. The thoughts, havel. For they, interesting here, hema, right? Hema is masculine. To say hema in the Hebrew, it's like they, masculine. And some say this may not refer to thoughts. Machshavot, machshavot, right? With the tav, the t at the end, machshavot, is actually feminine, right? So the they may not refer to thoughts, some say, but to man, right? So the they here right? In studying the Hebrew, it's easy to see that, well, they are vanity. From an English perspective, you say they the thoughts. But in studying the Hebrew, Yahuwah Yodea Machshavot Adam Ki Hema Havel, the Hema is masculine, and the Machshavot is feminine, the thoughts, the thinking of man. But Adam, right? Adam both is used in a unipolarity. In other words, Adam can refer to the Adam, one man, but in the Hebrew sense, that one man speaks to the collective of Mandem, right? As against the eternal El, the eternal Hayel, the eternal power, the Almighty, the human being, Adam, is something momentary and quite unsubstantial. Therefore, the Hebrew word Habel or Havel, Havel, breath, like a puff of breath, you know, a puff of breath, you know, like in wintertime, if it's cold outside and, you know, the little breath just comes out and before you look, it's just gone. That's the sense of vanity. It has no permanence, right? There's no permanence to it. So now here, this brings us here to verses 12 to 15, but we want to zoom in on this particular verse, verse 12, coming forward, have a little audible to share. Now in the KJV, let's see, how does it read in KJV? Let's go to verse 12 right here. Go to the KJV. It says, blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law. Blessed. Now, the blessed here, as we mentioned before, is not the Baruch blessed. Sometimes blessed is the Baruch bless in the Hebrew sense. The bless here is the Esher or Asher. Asher is the happiness bless. Asher, Ashrei. This is in the terms of our master, Rabbeinu Yeshua. When Yeshua spoke of the Beatitudes, he used the term Ashrei. This happiness, it's not even a feeling or emotion, but it's a iritical, a spiritual state. It's like a state of mind, happiness, the Ashrei. Right? So here, this particular verse, KJV says, blessed is the man whom thou chastenest. From the more Hebraic, right, we have happy is the man whom thou instructest. Ashrei hagever asher te yasareinu yah. Now there's yah here. What's interesting about this psalm right here is that though the translator has, when you see, O Lord, we're beginning to detect in some areas where it says, O Lord, not all of them, but especially here in this psalm here, it is actually yah. So it should more better have been translated as happy is the man, right, or the mighty man, Hagever, the Gever or the Geber. You know, some people are the Giborim. Giborim just means big, vigorous worker, big, vigorous worker. It's like a mighty man. The Geber is a mighty man. Jah is called the Geber, right? And the righteous is also called the Geber, the worker. It's similar to the Amharic, the Gebre, Gebre, a servant. But it comes down to that root idea of to work, right? Because in order to do work, what is power? Power is the ability to get work done. So here is Ashrei HaGeber, Asher, the one who Teyasareinu, Yah, Teyasareinu, he who you instruct, Yah, O Jah. So happy is the man whom thou instructest, O Jah. Oh, Jah. And why are we emphasizing Jah? Because Jah is the Savior name, right? Hebraically speaking, Yah. Yah is the Savior name, right, of Yisrael. So this is one of the reasons why it's used in certain places, not in the full Yahweh, Yahuwah, but as Yah. So here we have Asherei HaGeber, Asher Teyasareinu Yah, and teach us out of thy law. U mi Torah teka, u and me from Torah, Torah ka, the eye, male, u mi Torah teka, from the eyes, Torah, tilamdeinu. Here's where we get the word like Talmud, right? You know, like the Talmud, the disciple, even Talmud, the teaching, right? Talemede, tilamdeinu, that he teaches him out of the I Torah. So notice how the King James Version has blessed, the wrong word for blessed, it should be happy, is the man. It should be mighty man. They say, whom thou chastenest, whom thou chastenest. More better, the Yasar. We have Yasar, Yasar, not Yasha. Yasha is upright. Yasar, Yasar is to chasten or discipline. Basically, it could be translated as chasten, but it's also instruct. Because in teaching, a teacher sometimes has to have two modes. The first mode is the basic instruction, the basic discipline, but sometimes one needs chastening or admonition, right? So here, I'd like to share this right here. Happy is Hageber. Happy is the Geber, the mighty man. Yes, I. Happy is the man. Ashrei Hageber. Asher te Yasareinu Yah. Ya oa mia torateka te lamadeinu. Happy is the man. The man. Happy is the man. Ashrei hagever. Asher te yasareinu. Ya oa mia torateka te lamadeinu. Happy is the man. Ashrei hagever. Happy is the geber, hageber. Ashrei hageber, asher te yasareinu, ya. Whom thou instructest, O Jah, asher te yasareinu, ya. And teachest out of thy law, O mi torateka, and O me from Torateka, from the eye, male law, male direction, instruction. O me Torateka, te lamadeinu. And teaches, te lamadeinu. Te lamadeinu, here we have Talmud, the sense of Talmud, te lamadeinu. Talmudim, Talmid, disciple, Talmudim, te lamadeinu. O mi Torateka te lamadeinu, and teach us out of thy Torah, Torateka, o mi Torateka. Happy is the man, Ashrei hageber, the geber, the mighty man, the vigorous man, the man about that walk. Here we have in today's daily psalm, and here we are with Psalm 94. But this also is important because this psalm also is the psalm for the fourth day of the Shabua. We have the psalm for the fourth day of the Shabua. We have Psalm 94, what's known as the Wednesday evening psalm, the psalm for the middle of the Shabua, the middle of the seven, the middle of what's called the quote weak, the middle of the strong. The fourth day psalm, both according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and also Judaically, Psalm 94 is the evening psalm for the fourth day called Wednesday. All right, so this is an important psalm right here, this meditation, this iditation. Zooming in on verse 12, Ashrei, beatitude. In the New Covenant sense, Adonai Yeshua speaks on the beatitude. Blessed is. The blessed sense is not the Baruch sense, but the Ashrei, happy. KJV and other translations sometimes brings out this word as blessed, like in the first psalm, Ashrei Ha'ish. Beatitude, the man, the Ish. Beatitude, the beautiful attitude of the Ish. Ashrei Ha'Geber. Ashrei Ha'Geber. Happy is the Geber. With this verse, we here compare and contrast Psalm 119, verse 71. In the Hebrew Bible, sometimes the numbering is one or so verse over, but the verse in Psalm 119, verse 71, around thereabout, it is good for me, for I, that I have been afflicted in order that I might learn thy statutes. It is good. Who says that? The righteous say that. The unrighteous, the ratchet can't say that. Oh, I was afflicted. Oh, I'm a good person. No. Mm-mm. The righteous say, happy. Here we have this. It is good for me that I have been afflicted. Afash. That's verse 70. Here, verse 71. Tov li. Tov li, tov good li, good for me. Tov li ki. Oneti, oneti, ki oneti, ki oneti. It is good that I have been afflicted. Li ma'an, so that. El mad. Khu keika, khu keika, khu keika. In order that I might learn thy hook, thy hukeika, thy statutes. This verse here in Psalm 119, as compared with Psalm 94, verse 12, the Ashrei, the verse that reads Ashrei HaGever, happy is the man. It compares with verse 67 in Psalm 119. Before I was afflicted, I did err. Before I was afflicted, Taram, Aina, Ani Shogeg. I Shogeg. I did swerve from the course. I did We'ata. But now, and now, we'ata. Imrateka, the I word. The I is imrateka. Shamarti. I shomer. I hedge about, I observe, I hedge about. I keep, the I, imratika, wa'ata, imratika, shamati. This connects right here, we're in the 8th portion of Psalm 119. But zooming in right here, and connecting it with here, Psalm 94, verse 12, happy is the man. This is why we have said, and we say it again, it might offend you, the truth may be an offense, but it's not a uckery, it's not a sin. That it's good, what happened to the lost sheep, or what happened to I and I people, 400 years, that was good. You see, in the previous Torah portion, the Chukotai Torah portion, the 33rd degree, before we cross over here with the fourth book of Moshe at the 34th degree, it says, and if they shall confess, vidui, from Yadaha, the same word we have Tawada, to give thanks, stretch forth their hands, to confess, to give thanks, right? In other words, for Yashar'el, for Yisrael, if you notice the Psalms, it speaks about the good, the bad, the ugly, right? And in the spite of the good, the bad, and the ugly, we are giving praises. We are openly declaring. Many people pick up the Bible, oh, look what the Israelites did. Oh, look what David did. Oh, look what this one did. What did you do? What did your people do? Do you ever admit in your sacred or writings, do you admit it? Or do you bury your hide? Right? He who hides his uckery shall not prosper. So it's good. It was good for I and I, for Josh's true people. Because this section here in Psalm 94, in Mizmor Tzadai Dalet, verses 12 to 15, speaks on the Tzadikim, the righteous, being vindicated, will be vindicated. Happy is the man whom thou instructest, O Jah. Here we have Jah in the Hebrew. Asher tiyasareinu Yah, and teachest te lamadeinu, Talmud, Talmid, disciple, who you disciple, umitorateka, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of Ra'ah, from days of evil, until the pit be digged, la rasha, for the ratchet, the rasha. For Jehovah will not cast off his people. Counterfeit Christianity would like you to make you be naive that Jah has cast off his people, but the word clearly, in reality, clearly is that Jehovah will not cast off Amo. Neither will he forsake his inheritance. Neither will he forsake his inheritance. For right shall return to justice. What the lost sheep will say, no justice, no peace. But the right, what's the right? The right must return to justice. Ki adas edeka, yashuva mishpata. And all the upright in heart, hataka, shall follow it. Ve'achirayo kol yishrei lev. Call all yishrei, all the yasha yishrei, upright, kol yishrei lev. lay, the upright in heart shall follow. Hear someone say, I don't follow nobody, I don't follow, I'm not a follower, I'm a leader, I'm a, yeah, okay, whatever. But for the righteous, the sufferings that the human being is called upon to endure may be accepted by him as, maybe, choice, it's all about choice, the choice factor, may be accepted by him as Elohim's, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, his method of disciplining, discipleshipping, disciplining, and instructing him in an understanding and innerstanding, so he can come to an overstanding of divine, the Ivine, provider, providence, provider, seeing beforehand, the provision, provider. If, keyword, that was a key word in the third book, if a man seeks the sacrament, if a man, this is how he should do it, if he accepts the experience in that spirit, in that irid, with that heart, heartically, then truly he is Ashrei HaGeber, Ashrei HaGeber. Torateka, the I Torah, used in a Hebraically sense, the Hebrew sense is a general sense of Elohim's self-revelation. The Torah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, his self-revelation, his revelation of himself to man, to humanity, that thou, the I, may give him rest from the days of evil. Lif HaShakita Lo, mi mei ra'a, from the days of ra'a, ra'a, until the pit be digged for the ratchet. Ada yikare, la rasha, shachat, until the shachat, the shite, the shachat, until the pit, the shachat be digged. Yikare, ada yikare, la rasha, shachat, until the shachat be digged for the rasha. For Jehovah will not cast off his people. Give him rest. What does it mean to give him rest? Le hashkita lo. This does not mean to make him physically secure, psychically secure, but mentally reassured, psycho-spiritually reassured and fortified. A good parallel here for the use of the verb le hashkita lo. A good parallel here is from Yeshaya, Isaiah 7 and 4, be quiet, fear not, neither let thy heart be faint. Be quiet. You know, like one says, I can't complain. Well, won't complain, right? Not in this mind. We let this mind be in I and I. In St. John chapter, this Johannes chapter 14, verse 27, the bequest of shalom. Shalom I leave with you. My shalom. Shalomi, I give to you, not as the world giveth, give I to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither make it be afraid. Notice this right here. This is in our power. Some people, when they read this, they think they can pray and ask, oh, Lord, don't let me be troubled. No, that's for you to do. Your heart is yours. That's for you to do right there. Let not thy heart be troubled. It says, be quiet. It's a command. Be quiet. Be quiet from all the, you know, from all the unrest, right? Fear not, neither let thy heart be faint. The man who has accepted HaElohim, the true good, the true God's Talmud, his instruction, direction, will not lose heart or faith, the Emun, in the days of trial and tribulation. Why? Because he is convinced, he's persuaded that a day of reckoning, will come. Now let's recall the opening verse of the 94th Psalm, Adai Dilate. El Nikamot, Yahuwah, El Nikamot, Hofiyah, O Jehovah, thou the I-El, to whom vengeance, retribution belongeth. Thou, El, true good, true God, to whom vengeance, retribution belongeth. Shine forth, Hofiyah, shine forth, until the pit be digged for the wicked. Ada yikareh, la rasha, shachat. pit be digged. Pit be digged. Pit be digged. We have this also in Psalm 7:16 as well as Psalm 57:7. For Jehovah will not cast off his people. Ki lo yitish. Yahuwah amo. Neither will he forsake his inheritance. We nachilato lo ya'ezov. Lo ya'ezov. He will not cast off. It's unthinkable. Don't even think about it. Don't even think that way. That ha Elohim, that the true God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would abandon Yisrael to the ravages of the lawless ruling classes and asses of the Democrat, of the Donkeycrats, all right, especially for the people in this event horizon. For the right shall return to justice. Ki ada tzedeka yashu mishpata. For the right. The Hebrew term for justice, mishpat. Mishpat, mishpat, mishpat. What is mishpat? From shapat or shafat. It means the administration of law, the administration of Torah, Jah's direction, instruction. It will again be governed by equity. It will again be governed by tzedek, tzedek, for righteousness. Ki ada tzedek yashuv, yashuv, will return, mishpat, will return to justice. And then we will have true shalom, justice and peace in Jah Torah. Faith with works is living in the liberty of His Divine Majesty, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch HaShem, 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 Ashrei HaGever, HaGever, Asher Teyasareinu, Ya, Ya, U Mitaratika, Lamade,